A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. In those days, some Jews from Antioch and Iconium arrived and won over the crowds. They stoned Paul and dragged him out of the city, supposing that he was dead. But when the disciples gathered around him, he got up and entered the city. On the following day, he left with Barnabas for Derbe. After they had proclaimed the good news to that city and made a considerable number of disciples, they returned to Lystra and to Iconium and to Antioch. They strengthened the spirit of the disciples and exhorted them to persevere in prayer, saying, "It is necessary for us to undergo many hardships to enter the kingdom of God." They appointed presbyters for them in each church, and with prayer and fasting commended them to the Lord, in whom they had put their faith. Then they traveled through Pisidia and reached Pamphylia. After proclaiming the word at Persia, they went to Attila, and from there they sailed to Antioch, where they had been commended to the grace of God for the work that they had now accomplished. And when they arrived, they called the church together and reported what God had done with them and how he had opened the door of faith to the Gentiles. Then they spent no little time with the disciples. The word of the Lord. Your friends make known, O Lord, the glorious splendor of your kingdom. Your friends make known, O Lord, the glorious splendor of your kingdom. Let all your works give you thanks, O Lord, and let your faithful ones bless you. Let them discourse of the glory of your kingdom and speak of your might. Your friends make known, O Lord, the glorious splendor of your kingdom, making known to men your might and the glorious splendor of your kingdom. Your kingdom is a kingdom for all ages, and your dominion endures through all generations. Your friends make known, O Lord, the glorious splendor of your kingdom. May my mouth speak the praise of the Lord, and may all flesh bless his holy name forever and ever. Your friends make known, O Lord, the glorious splendor of your kingdom. My brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. John. Jesus said to his disciples, "Peace I leave you with you, my peace I give you. Not as the world gives do I give it to you. Do not let your hearts be troubled or afraid. You heard me tell you I am going away and I will come back to you. If you loved me, you would rejoice that I am going to the Father, and the Father, for the Father is greater than I. And now I have told you this before it happens, so that when it happens you may believe. I will no longer speak much with you, for the ruler of this world is coming. He has no power over me. But the world must know that I love the Father and that I do just as the Father has commanded me." The Gospel of the Lord. And so this is one of my favorite verses to quote again and again and again, John chapter 14, verse 31. And here it just says, this is what Jesus says about him and his life. The world must know that I love the Father and that I do just as the Father has commanded me, or another translation, I only do what the Father pleases. And so this got to be the goal of our own lives. The world must know that we love God and we only exist to please him. And when we do that, then we'll receive that peace that Jesus promises us. Huh? Peace I leave you, my peace I give you. But not as the world gives peace. Again, the world once sees peace as a lack of conflict. That's not what the peace of Jesus brings. The peace of Jesus brings pre-fall unity. You know, so before Adam and Eve committed sin, they were at peace. They were one with God, one with one another, and one with the world. And that's the kind of peace when Jesus comes and redeems us, and we live the Father's will, and we only do what pleases him, and we love the Father, we get that same type of peace. So today, again, let's focus on doing God's holy will to only please him, that the world may know that we love the Father. May you know his love today and forever. Amen.